We are on page 277 today. So last time we began the halakhas in the middle of Kuf Yud, and in the middle of Kuf Yud we began discussing what we call Tfilas HaDerech. Person goes on a journey, so they have to daven to Hashem before they go. So last time we began these halakhas, starting with Dalet in Kuf Yud, and we said the nusach of the tefillah, and we saw some very interesting Mishnah Berurahs that a person should always daven in plural form. So you're davening for, the Aruch HaShulchan says you're davening not only for yourself, but other people who are traveling. The reason why you daven in plural form is so that you have the zchus harabim, the zchus, the merit of the of many people behind you. The Mishnah Berurah said that's only if it's a set tefillah. But let's say you're saying your own thing in Shmoneh Esrei, like at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you want to put in your own tefillah for your own personal needs, so you could say that in singular form. But here we're talking about tefillahs that we say, you should always say in plural form. Then we saw a few other ideas about traveling. You should take your towels and tefillin along. You should take some food along, because you never know what happens. And let's see, what did I forget? The one thing I don't think I mentioned, which will become later, but once we're talking about Tfilas HaDerech and things that a person should do when they're traveling. Oh, we talk about learning, while a person should learn while they travel. Could they learn in depth or should they not learn in depth? So that we discussed also last time. Later on, but I might as well mention now, later on, the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sivkan Chav Ches also says that there is a custom to ask permission from someone who's bigger than you, inform them, tell them that you're leaving, that you're going. Maybe you would think this is just etiquette. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it's more than just etiquette. It's so that they daven for you. So that the bigger person, bigger tzaddik, bigger Talmud Chacham, whatever it is, again, we all know that sometimes we don't want to bother the person, or we don't want to bother altogether. We want to just sneak out the back, right? You know, like, oh, they don't know I'm gone. You know, it might be better that way. But the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and everybody brings down later on, that from the Taz and others, that you should be no Torah Rishus before you go on a journey. And again, the primary reason is so that they could daven for you, so that you have successful journey and you come back safely. Okay, so last time a lot of people we left everybody hanging, pardon the expression, because we really didn't fill in a lot of these halakhas, like how far do you have to travel and what a lot of other details of these halakhas of Tfilas HaDerech. So hopefully next few days, not necessarily today, but we'll fill those in. So in Hay, the Machaber says Ein tzarich lomar osa el pam achas beyom. You only have to say Tfilas HaDerech once a day. Once a day. Afilu im yanuach be'ir ba'em sahayom. Even if you're stopping in a city in between, in other words, let's say you're traveling, and then you stop, right, to get gas. Maybe you're going to rest a little. You know, one of those rest stops, scenic view, whatever it might be. You're going to rest a little while and go on. But still, if it's within one day, it's still okay. You don't have to say Tfilas HaDerech again. It's considered one journey. But case B is, let's say you were traveling somewhere and you pull in and you decide, I'm going to stay here for today, right? I'm going to stay here. And then, so you thought the journey's over for today. But then you change your mind. And then you decide to continue the journey and you continued it outside the city. Now this tips the hand a little about what would be considered a journey, right? Let's say you change your mind and you decide to go two blocks down. So that's a different case. Here you're talking about a person was on a journey. They decided, okay, I'm going to stop in Culver City. Then they stopped in Culver City and said, you know what, I'm not going to stay here. And they keep on traveling, keep on going down to San Diego, let's say. Right, they're going outside that city where they stopped in. Or they decide to go back home. well, whatever, instead of continuing the journey, they're going back home. So forget it. Whatever, the circumstance changed, so you're going back home. So now, on that leg, Sarach Lachzor Lispal Oso Pamacheres. Even though it's the same day, you have to go and say Tefillas HaDerech again. Why? Because, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's sort of like Birchas HaTorah. If you decided, this is it, this is the end of my journey for today, this is it. So that means the Tefillas HaDerech that you said before is over. So then you change your mind and you decide to continue. So now that the second leg, the second part that you're going, if you're going outside the city, is a different journey. So you have to make a new Tefillas HaDerech. Now when we say new Tefillas HaDerech, that means with a bracha, right? Bracha to Hashem Shemei HaTefillah. Again, in the first case, you came from I don't know where, you came from Oxnard, you came to Culver City, you're just going to stop in Culver City, or you came into Pico Roberts and get something to eat. So you stop here for a few hours, you go to Munchies, you go here, you go there, right? You go all sorts of places. Then you got to go on. So that's considered one journey, so then you don't have to say a new Tefillas HaDerech. But in the second case, you stopped. And that was supposed to be the end of your journey, so then you have to make a new Tefillas HaDerech. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we'll get to this a little later, but he says, Ein tzarich lomar osa ela pam achas biyom. You only have to say it once a day. Once a day. So we'll see. That tells us that, let's say you were traveling and then you stopped somewhere and then the next day you continued your journey. So then the next day, second day, you'd have to make a new Tefillas HaDerech because you have to say it every day. Now again, we'll define this a little more as we go along. Now, obviously, the question for us is, okay, but how about if you didn't do that? Let's say you're taking the nonstop flight, hopefully, from Los Angeles to Eretz Yisrael, right? So you miss a day, right? You're traveling more than one day. I don't know how many, it's not really one day, but whatever. So would you have to make a new Tefillas HaDerech just because it's a new date, even though it's the same journey? Okay, so we'll get to that. Okay, Vav. Getting a little late, but we'll just do Vav very quickly. Maharam Mei Rottenberg, the Maharam Mei Rottenberg, Kishahaya Yotzel Derech Boboker, when he go out on the journey in the morning, Haya Omra Achar Yehi Ratzon, he would say it after the Yehi Ratzon. You know, after we make all the brachas, all the tefillas, brachas of Shachar, so we say Yehi Ratzon, then the end of the is Bracha to Hashem, Agomel Chayavim Tovim Shigum, Agomel Chavim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, right? Agomel Chasam Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Right, that's the end of that sequence. So right then, the Maharam verb would start saying Tefillas HaDerech. Yiratzom Afanecha. Shetolachein L'Shalom, Tezema, Tegein L'Shalom. He would continue that with Tefillas HaDerech. Why? Haya Omer, Yiratzom, Kedei La'asmicha L'Bracha Hagom HaChasadim. To connect it to the Bracha that we just concluded at the end of the Birchas HaShachar, Gomel HaChasadim Tov L'Ma Yisrael. V'tiyana bracha smucha l'chaverta. So it's one bracha connected to another one. We'll get into this more tomorrow. But why did he do that? Well, first of all, we'll have to understand the case where the Maharam Mei Rottenberg did this exactly, which is we'll discuss tomorrow. But in other words, the concept here is that the Tefillas HaDerech ends with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Shomei Tefillah. But a classic bracha, we've mentioned this before, a classic bracha starts with bracha to Hashem, and ends with Bracha to Hashem. This tefillah, the Tefillas HaDerech, doesn't start Bracha to Hashem Elohim Melchom, Yiratzom Ofanecha. Doesn't start that way. The Bracha to Hashem Elohim Melchom at the beginning is not there. So therefore, some people, the Maharam Mei Rottenberg, and we'll see later, you should try to do this, try to make it one Bracha, in other words, you're making some type of Bracha, we'll see, in this case, you're at the ending Bracha of Birchas HaShachar. So that ends Bracha to Hashem Agom Chasadim Tov L'Ma Yisrael Yehi Ratzom Afanecha. So then you're using the Bracha to Hashem Agom Chasadim Tov L'Ma Yisrael as the beginning Bracha, so to speak, the opening to Tefillas HaDerech. And you're transforming it into a, so to speak, quote unquote, classic Bracha, starting with the Bracha to and ending Bracha to. Okay, now there's two things we're going to have to take, among other things, we're going to have to take care of tomorrow. And that is what's the case of Maran Miramburg? In other words, he's going, he's traveling, and he's davening? How's that work? In other words, how's this work? How's the case of Maran Miramburg work? And also, the other question is, let's say you're not leaving early in the morning. Hey, you have an 11 o'clock flight. You're down in chakras already. So now what do you do? How do you, if you want to do this, now again, we'll see later. Obviously, you don't have to do this, but if you want to transform Tefillas HaDerech into a classic bracha, starting with a bracha atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, which it doesn't have, how do I do that? Let's say I'm going out in the middle of the day. Then what do I do? Okay, so we'll talk about that in Meretz Hashem Blinder tomorrow, hopefully.